As you start the Sugya Vamana Sita, I have to ask you to try to pay attention to chant. Because today's shiur, to a great degree, I know that Vamana Sita is confusing. And just to get the pshat straight is very important, and then we'll see what you say this comes from. The first thing that's confusing about Amana Sisa is that we have three definitions for Amana Sisa in the Sugya right when we begin. Rashi Supshatim and Taisus Pshat. Let's see what the Gemara says about Amana Sisa, and then we'll try to understand each of the three Pshatim. How could you say that she's not believed to say who she was Mizana with? You see that Rabbi Yeshua is Machshir and Amana Sisa, which is also an Amana. You must supik with her on her status. We'll define Amana Sisa in a minute because as I said, we'll have three times. Amalei hachi hashta, it's not the same. Pasam isha nisis by dekas v'nisis. Hachisha mizana by dekas v'mizana. When a woman gets married, she's careful who she marries. And when a woman's mizana, she's not careful who she's mizana. Why? Why is a woman more careful who she marries than who she's mizana with? That's the Pasha Pshat. That marriage is for keeps. Marriage is for keeps. It's no, it's one night. So who she marries, that she's careful. Who she's designed with, she's not careful. Now this is not a stira to the top Taisus on the Amud Aleph who said that Isha is by Dekas and Mizana. The Taisus there was saying Rav Gamliel holds she's by Dekas and Mizana. And this time, just Gemara saying Rabbi Yeshua, she's not by Dekas and Mizana, right? So there's no contradiction with the previous Taisus, right? This Gemara is Bitniya, she should be Dekas, by Dekas, Mizana, by Dekas. This Gemara says she's not by Dekas, but she's Mizana. Taisus, the top Taisus in Gimel Amud Bey said Isha Mizana by Dekas and Mizana, she is by Dekas. That's what Gamliel Takahol by Dekas and Mizana. Rabbi Yeshua holds that she's not by Dekas and Mizana. So the Gemara. Amar Rava, Rabbi Yeshua Kasha, Rabbi Gamliel, my Kasha. Why don't you ask us to Rabbi Gamliel too? Katani Seif, I'm not Rabbi Gamliel. Keep on the way they say him. Abu Manas, Kai Gaz Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakai, Shloi Lai Shabez Na Kasha, Kain Shem Lechem Lerachik, Abu Lai Lekai. Rabbi Gamliel answers, and here Rabbi Gamliel says, Amen, Amar Rava. Rabbi Gamliel, my Kasha, Hasam Bari Hachashema, so what do we say? Now we don't even know what Amana Sisa is yet, but one thing we know, that it's a Shvek Seika, which is Rav Yeshua's Nagel, and it's a Shema, which is Rav Gamliel's Machne. So if Gamliel looks at the fact that it's a Shema, as opposed to our Mishnah, which is a Bari, a Machne, Rav Yeshua looks at the fact that it's a Shvek Seika by Amana Sisa, that's why he's Nagel. So Rav Gamliel Olam Le'Bari, Gamliel cares about Bari and Shema, so he doesn't care after the Chasvek and Amimash. The Amish, the Kimli Shema, Shema is no good, that Philip is Svek Apostle. How could that be? Philip is Svek Apostle. We're going to have to understand that Gamliel doesn't hold a Svek Svek. That's what everyone holds a Svek Svek. So hold on. Rabbi Yeshua, Olam Le Chasvek, that Philip is Bari Nami Apostle, the Kimli Svek Svek, that Philip is Shema Nami Mash. Sure, it's easier to understand. If it's a Svek Svek, it's not there, but it's one topic, it's us. Rav Gamliel holds, it all depends on Bari Vashem. So the Gemara is saying now that there's a Machlaikis called Amana Sisa. Whatever the Machlaikis is, we have a opposite Ashita. Nagamar, our Mishnah, Rav Gamliel said, Amana Sisa, says, and in Amana, there is the reverse. Why? Because our Mishnah is a Machlaikis, how strong is Bari? And Rav Gamliel holds the strong Mishnah, is not strong. In the case of Amana Sisa, the Machlaikis is how strong is Svek Sveika, and that's the Machlaikis there in that case. Now, what I told you is just simple pshat in the Gemara, but now we have to teach Amana Sisa. So we're going to have three pshatim. We have to understand that each of the pshatim obviously has something shver about it, Because as I've told you many times, if there's a bush of pshat, then you don't have three pshatim in the Gemara. If you have three pshatim in the Gemara, it means that each one of them needs to be explained. So first, Rashi. Rashi Amanatisa. How does Rashi teach Amanatisa? So Rashi says, Shehiba mikayach safik chala.
Started off with a woman who got married. Woman married man,
and they have a suffix get. Okay? So he's going to get that suffix life, suffix car of life, suffix car of life.
There's a suffix get. The suffix get.
What happened after the suffix get?
Then this fellow died. Right?
He died. Now she's a suffix if she's a grusha, or a suffix if she's an almana. What did she do?
She went and she married a kayin.
She went and she married a kayin, which is questionable if she was allowed to do that. Because if she's a mugurashes, she's not permitted to marry a kayin. And what did they have? A boy or a girl? But this is kayin, but I love you, man, a ben. That's something.
Oh. And yet they have their ben.
And he is a Safikhal. His father was a good kayin, but his father married a woman who was a Safikrusha. So this is the son. And then what happened to the son? The hater of Shua Amanasai Shalzeh Sheikh Shayla.
He married the Amanatisa. And this lady, when she got married, she wasn't an Amanatisa.
But what happens? The bed married this lady.
And then he died.
So she's definitely an almana, but she's an almana tisa. The question is, did she marry a chalal? Did she marry a chalal or didn't she marry a chalal?
No.
Got the case clear? That's what Rashi says. Let's read the Rashi again. He bought the kind of stuff in chalal. It'll come on. She nitma bought stuff in chalal. Good guy. She zarak bal imai harishai. Law get. His mother's first husband threw a get. Safakarlai Safakala Umais. Nimsu Safakrusha Safakamana. Good. And this is Kayin. Bahilami Mana Ben, that was Safakala. Hey Dr. Yeshua Manasi Shalzah Shikshaira. Is that good? Amanatisa, that's the way you picture the case? Okay? She's an Amanasi. So she married the Suffolk, this Ben who's a Suffolk Chalal. Right? And now she's the Amanasi who came into Ben. So Rabbi Yeshua said, that we paskin that she's kosher. And Gamliel said, we can't. But she can't be a Bari. Could she be a Bari? She doesn't know what happened to Suffolk yet. She's a Shema. We can't be Matara because she's a Shem. Dr. Bishua, she's Mutter. Why? Because we have a Svek Seika. What's a Svek Seika? This is the problem with Rashi Shita. I don't see any Svek Seika here on this case. You've got one Suffolk and Suffolk yet. Which made him a Suffolk Chalal, which is the same Suffolk. Was it a get or was it not a get? So what goes on with Rashi Shita? Why, what's going on here? There's a sex cycle. This is the problem with Rashi's chat. It's almost doesn't. The words don't make it. It's not a love to Shakasha. Shakasha, where in the world is there a sex cycle here? So Rashi says something. If you look at Rashi, Trey Sveiki, the last Rashi in the narrow line. Imai shall suffer calls that, but I let us suffer. The suffer is not in the mother, that's one. He asked for Lay Nesrael and the suffer. Zusha Babach Basa, but not Kari lost that sake. The son who calls machmasa is a sex faker. Anybody understand the sex faker? Very hard to understand. Why in the world are we talking about sex faker? It has to be two fakers. It's one topic. Karavlai. And again, it's two people. Now, obviously, Rav Gamliel is good according to this chat. So Rav Gamliel here says, officer, there's no sex faker. Rav Gamliel, we understand. Rav Yeshua, what if there is sex faker? So the Rishash says a pshat in Rashi, because of the great daichik in understanding Rashi. He says it's taka one safik. But the safik goes against two chazakas. First, the mother had a cheskas pshera l'kahuna. The mother initially had a chazaka that she's kasha l'kahuna. A safik yet, she's safik l'kahurash, that's against the cheskas kasha. And then the Amonas Isa also had a cheskas pshera l'kahuna. She was born with a cheskas pshera l'kahuna. And now she got married to a safik chalal. It's taka one safik. But the safik is like a sex faker in that, in the mother, it was a safik with one chazaka. And in the child, it's now a safik against two chazakas. It's like the same safik comes out in two cases. So Yeshua is matir because it's a safik which is mizgalgal against two chazakas. It came out against two chazakas. He considers that like a sex faker to be matir. Not that your normal case of sex faker, but the best we can do with Rashi Shita, because Rashi Shita is almost not understandable where there is sex faker. I hope that you'll appreciate that plotting this out on a piece of paper helps you. Not because I want you to think it was a good idea for me to write on the board, but because next time you learn a Gemara like this, I think you'll see that if you just write it down on a small piece of paper, you'll get the case. More clear. Let's try to do it with the second shot. Rashi in the first wide line. Says another shot. I'm on a Isa. Isa shahaya baila spek sveka. He wants to make it a real spek sveka. Good guy. Shemiz garsha imai mi bala harishai. Safik karavlai, safik karavlai. Talks off the same case as Rashi. But then, umeis b'seh shloshe chadashim. Then, this is for kayin teh shloshe chadashim. Yolda zeh, sotik shu ben tishol rishayim, the kasher. After lois and mekureshim. What's the sign? Same picture. This woman marries this man. Sotik kept. Then the man dies. Then she gets married within 3 months, which she's not supposed to do. She remarries within 3 months to this kayin. And now they have a baby, but they're not sure if the baby is a baby from the first husband and it was a 9-month pregnancy. Or from the second husband and it's a 6 or 7 month pregnancy. So now this Ben is a sex faker. Why? We have the one suffix which we had till now. Plus, we're taking exactly this case, but we're making it a suffix rather than to trace the Ben up to these two, and he knows who his father is. According to the second pshat in Rashi, this Ben is the suffix which one is the father. The Ben has no way of knowing is the Kayin his father, or is the original Baal the father. So if the original Baal is the father, then this Ben is a Kasha. He may not be a Kayin, but he's a Kasha. Because his mother and his father, when they got married, and they got married beheter. If his real father is the Kayin, then he's a Chalom. Then he's a Suffolk Chalom. Because then the Kayin should not have married her because she was a Suffolk Megoresha. So according to Rabbi Yosef Tevilim's chat, this is a case of sex faker. We have two fakers. Being that we have two fakers, we pass him like Rabbi Yeshua Lakula, that sex faker is Lakula, and we allow her now, the Almana Sisa, the Almana married the son. So the sex faker, the person she married was a possum, and now the son died. Now the almana of this isa, the almana of this boy, of this man, is free to get married because it's a sex fake if there was any soul. Now Rabbi Yeshua makes a lot of sense. What's the kasha according to this chat? Huh? If you equate to Rashi's first chat, you couldn't understand where in the world is the sex faker. So Gamliel was good, and Rabbi Shua needed an explanation. According to Rashi's second shot, Rabbi Shua is very good. It's a real sex faker. But Rabbi Gamliel would need to be explained. What in the world is Rabbi Gamliel? So the way, easy way out would be to say, Taisa says, my loss will be Yuchsin. That he owes my loss will be Yuchsin, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was Mekel, because of my loss will be Yuchsin. However, both the Yeshua and the Sefer don't learn that Rashi holds up my loss will be Yuchsin. They put into this sugya to Rashi Shita, the second Rashi Shita, they put into this a involved Shaila in Yerodea, which is Negea again to the Kloli sex fake. And we've learned on that test many Kloli sex fakes. Right? We have sex fake, Shema Sapeche, sex fake, there has to be Vishema, there has to be Vishne Shema. We had a lot of rules of sex fake on that test, and here by Amana Isa, we're going to have two more of the Kloli sex fake. One now, Pshat of Rabbi Yehuda Tevilay, and one in the Pshat of Taisvis, which is the Geya, the Halach Lamaisa, to the Kolon, to the Kofu, and Kolon Yeredei. The question here is whether we can say a sex seika by in a case of Ischazak Yisura against the Cheskat Yisra. When you have a Chazaka that something is Osir, can you say sex seika here as well? This is a tough shaila because it's a tremendous machlokes hapayis kim. You have a list on both sides, and the Rashba, who's the first one to talk about it, brings it from our sugya. In order to make you be able to understand this better, let me just give you an example. This is negei halacha lemaisa. Examples always wake people up and help you try to understand what's going on. So I'll give you an example. There's a tshuva, Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva on sex fake of the Chazak Yisura, one of his farim. And the case that he has is a case with an Israeli pilot during one of the wars. His plane was shot down over the Mediterranean Sea. His plane was shot down over the sea and they didn't find his body. The shaila was to be matir his wife to remarry. So Rav Avadia Yosef said it's a sex fake. It's a suffix if he ejected from the plane. If he stayed in the plane, he's definitely not alive. It's a suffix if he ejected from the plane. And I feel like if the limer he ejected, it's a suffix if he survived. If he ejected over the sea, the question if he survived. So it's a sex fake. So did he get out of the plane before it exploded? If he was in the plane, he died. And even Tipsa Laima, he ejected. Maybe he didn't survive. Maybe he landed in the ocean, and no, they didn't in the Mediterranean, and they didn't pick him up, and he died in the ocean. Is that a good sex fake according to the rules we have? What? I mean, the same subject. Could have died two ways. He could have died one way. He could have died a second way. Could have died when the plane exploded, or he could have died drowned in the ocean. She had no reason to say that one thing happened or another thing happened. Here, you saw the explosion. Then you saw what doesn't make halacha by suffix, either suffix Russian or suffix Tatos and Inatas, but either way, she's with him. What difference in halacha?
Somebody goes to the trip in the desert.
Someone goes through a trip in the desert. Would you say it's a suffix, the 10 reasons why he died? The 10 fakes? No, because they have no reason Nothing makes me be mesupik that it was eaten by a lion more than a robber killed. It's all one sucker. But here, the plate exploded, and so we have a reason to be mesupik. And then the possibility is that he drowned in the ocean the second time. There are two possible things that we have a reason to suspect. If we know he's in the plane, he's not able to. We saw the plane explode. If we don't know if he's in the plane, if we still figure he's in the plane, but it's still only a suspect. Is the metapet? Is this spec in the metapet? Okay. Right, it's not metapet, because you can't say, maybe he survived in the sea, maybe he didn't. And even if he survived in the sea, maybe what? Not mitapech, but as you all should have on your fingertips, the Shach's rule, and it's sex fake, and that has a logical sequence. You go with the sequence, there's no problem. There should be no problem. Problem, though, is that this is a sex fake of a mukim cheskasesha. If the woman had a cheskasesha ish, she was the cheskasesha ish, there was no suffix that her kedushin was a good kedushin. So the woman was in a chazaka of chesed-nesh-ish. The shaila is, the mokim chazaka, do we say a sex faker to be matter of such an issue? Do we say this or don't we say it? That's the shaila. And this is a machlokes ha-paisim. The Pnei Yeshua brings here that the gedolei paisim svardim are all mekel. So Yeshua is not to me on the Kula. Rabbi Yosef is in the place of Sephardi and he's making. So Yeshua here argues, and actually this Machlaikis takes us back to a Machlaikis in Rishayna. You're
saying that you say she has Chazaka.
No, if I catch you, I have to say it takes us here to Kasha. She said, she had a Cheskis head there. It takes us to make Kasha. She's still as that happens later to me. So let's go back to Svek Seika. Why is Svek Seika Mutter? Why is Svek Seika Mutter? Rajma said, rise. The Rambam said, what's every suffix that Rajma says, Lakula Ben Atayra, Lakula Ben Atayra, Sex fake applies to subject to Rambam. So first, according to the Rambam, we'll deal with the Rambam, and then we'll get the Rashba as the main sheet to deal with. But it's important to understand according to the Rambam. The Rambam holds, why is a sex fake a mutter, every sex fake? A? Because one suffix is what? You know the Rambam Shita? Okay. I hope everybody is. Can you follow? Right, the Rambam Shita is, why is it Svek Svek Amutah? Because the first Suffolk, the Rambam holds Suffolk Derach Lekula Minatayr. The Rambam holds that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Hasinai and said Svek is Amutah. Rabbana will ma'achmir. So when you have one Suffolk, it's only if it's Rabbana. Svek Svek applies to Suffolk Rabbana Lekula. When we learn the Rambam Shita, I mentioned to you a Mishnah Melech. So Melech says, if the Rambam holds that every suffix d'oraisa is min ha-Torah l'kula, why does anyone bring a carbon asham? A carbon asham you bring if you ate a suffix chelev, suffix not chelev. You have a piece of chelev which got mixed with a piece of kosher, and it became mixed, and you don't know which is which. And you ate one. You have to bring a carbon asham. In fact, the Mishnah Melech, according to the Rambam, it's mutter. So, well, why do you bring a carbon? You're allowed to eat it. You don't need a kapara. So the Mishnah Melech answered that the Rambam is ma'ida by his chazak isura. That suffix deraisa, when you have to show something trace there, when there's something badai trace, then the suffix deraisa is a chumra. When does the Rambam hold suffix deraisa lakula? Only if you don't know if there's trace or not. In the suffix of this trace. But if you know this is chazak isura, you know there's this. You're just not sure which one you took. By his chazak isura, the Rambam is maida that we say suffix deraisa lakula. And then it's like is awesome. Which means that according to the Rambam, we have a problem right away. According to the Rambam, by Eskazik Yisura, the whole rule doesn't apply in sex sites. So according to the Rambam, by Eskazik Yisura, if we know that there was an Eishes Hesher, we're not sure if she became mutter through this gas. So the rule of Safik Deiraisa Lakula does not apply, and by extension, the rule of sex sites doesn't apply. Maybe, but then you have to come out to a new heter. I'm saying the Rambam's kula does not apply. The Rambam's long distance, next sake of being mutter, does not apply by Eschazik Yisur. So that's a given. Question is only that we don't pass him like the Rambam. We pass him like the Rashba. So now the question is, what about the Kishitas Rashba? Is next sake of mutter even by Eschazik Yisur? The Rashba himself has a tshuva on this. And the Rashba says, Svek Sveika is mutter, even by Eschazik Yisura. And he brings our sugya, the Yeshua here in our Gemara, who holds Svek Sveika is mutter, despite the fact that it's Eschazik Yisura. And the way the Chacham Sofer understands, it means because she was an Eishes Ish. She started off being an Eishes Ish. Those of you who are looking at Pnei Yeshua seems to say it slightly differently. The way I understand it is the Chacham Sofer's way. She started off as an Eishes Ish. And now we have Sveikas. At any rate, based on our Gemara, the Rashba is Nekel. The Ra'ah, in his notes to the Rashba, the Ra'ah wrote, Tzedek Habayis, those of you who learn Yeridaya, you learn Shach and Taz, they always quote the Tzedek Habayis, that's the Ra'ah. And the Ra'ah says that it's not so. Tzedek Sveika by Eschazik Yisura is the Chumra. The Rashba Sefer on Halacha was called Teres Abayis. Teres Abayis. So when he wrote a note to it, the Ra'ah called it Bedek Abayis. Bedek means cracks. The cracks in the house. Right? He wrote Bedek Abayis. Later, the Rashba wrote a rebuttal of the Ra'ah. He called it Shmeres Abayis. Right? A little bit of a sense of humor. But anyway, the Machlek is the Rashba and the Ra'ah in Shulchan Aruch. It's a machlaikis apaiskim. If you look in the Kvalei Svek Sveika, in the Shach, Ois Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes, he brings that the Prichadash is Nekel. And the Shach is Mithakvek. The Shach is very misupik if you should rely on this. And he's not there only if you have three sages. Because you have to have three sages to be not there. The logic of three sages is a very difficult thing. What is three better than two? At any rate, that's the shock. So what's the question? If you say Svek Sveika by Eschazik Yisura, say Yeshua in our Gemara goes to town, he has four or five kashas on the Rashba. And he holds that it's a daichik. First of all, he says the whole Rashba is gebayt on who in our Gemara. And who's the Rashba gebayt? Rabbi Yeshua. We don't pass this Rabbi Yeshua. We pass this Rabbi Leal. And he builds a psak on Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Svek Sveika. Rabbi Leal argues. John Cash. And he also asked, the other kashas he has are based on Taisus. But at any rate, the Yeshua is from the Machmirim. We have a Machlokes, if you say Svek Sveika by Eschazik Yisura, which is totally in this, in Alman HaSisa. I suppose it depends why you hold Rav Gamliel argues Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua holds, you say Svek Sveika even by Eschazik Yisura. So why is Rav Gamliel arguing? Rav Gamliel is arguing because he holds it's a Svek Sveika, Eschazik Yisura, you can't be Mekel. So then then it would be a raya to the machmirim. If he argues because my loss would be yotzin, it would be a raya to the machmirim, at least in cases of yotzin. If he has a svaradika reason why he argues, which maybe we'll be able to get to, but then it could be that in the underlying society is maida that you would say sex faker, sex chazak yisurim. So really the trick is to understand Rav Dominik. She was, the mother, when she got to get Suffolk Kar of Life, Suffolk Kar of Law, was an Eshes Ish. So she was Vadai, had a Shem Isser. The question is, was the get Matir this? So the Chazak Yisur should pass the Vais. That it's not a Suffolk, that it's a Chazak Yisur. And the Megala, the second Suffolk shouldn't be Matir. Not the Amana, the mother. The Amana is the child. You mean when the mother became the Amana? But the suffix was already passed. The suffix took place when she wasn't an Amana. It can't be that way, because that way you make a problem, because that's good for the kayak. It's problematic. Perhaps then the pshat is, I don't think there's some such, I think there's some such as the way I said it, but perhaps the pshat is the almana tisa has a cheskasisa. This almana, in other words, what I said before is that this woman has a cheskasisa. That's probably incorrect. Probably the pshat is she had a cheskasisa. She was badei neshes ish. Yesterday she was neshes ish, before the man died. Now when the man died, the question is, does she become a tzur kayin through his death? So she was up to the kayin yesterday. And the Cheska sister should say that she remains awesome. That's probably the correct way of saying it. Okay, look at the Russian of the so again, the Cheska sister would be on the Almana Tisa. And the second woman, if she's the Cheska sister, she was Aishas Ish. And the question now, she became Mutter Tukh. Alright, you ready for Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon and Sexaik. Reb Shimon, of course, wants to give his stamp on this whole thing. Because Reb Shimon has his shita in Sexagus. And any time you come up with a great shita in Sexagus, he wanted to fit everywhere. So Reb Shimon comes to our sugya with his given. Why was Reb Shimon's big yisayit about a Sexagus being mutter? That's mutter mitambada. Right? That's Reb Shimon. Yeah, Reb Shimon's big yisayit was that a svek sveka is not a suffix if it's mutter. A svek sveka is certainly mutter. The Torah, given, the Torah said that this is mutter. Just as the Torah said if you shecht an animal, it becomes mutter. The Torah said if you have svek sveka, it's badai head. So Shimon wants to explain the logic of the Mekilim. He sees the logic of those Rameh. Why? What is chazaka? What is chazaka? Chazakah, is chazakah something logical? That this is the way it was yesterday, this is the way it is today? Not really. Chazakah is a way to behave when you're misubik. What we said is that if you're misubik, something changed. You have tzaraas on a wall. You come back a week later, it's smaller. Did it change at the beginning of the week or the end of the week? Chazakah says it changed at the end. It changed at the last minute. You say it stayed the same till the last minute. There's no logic to chazaka. Could have changed at the beginning of the week, just like the middle of the week, and just like the end of the week. But chazaka is a way to behave when you're misubik. Chazaka says if you don't know, you leave the status quo. You assume it stayed the same. If you don't know what happened, you assume it stayed the same. It's a way to behave when you're misubik. That's Reb Shimon. If you say svek sveka is a suffix, so I can hear a shaylah. What do you do in the case of chazaka? Do you go basa chazaka? If you're misufik, what to do? Do you go basa chazaka? But, hayyais, Reb Shimon names on that sex fake is mitam badai. That sex fake is something which is badai heter. Look, Reb Shimon, there's no reason to go basa chazaka. There's no reason to throw chazaka into the equation. Because chazak is when you don't know what to do, you go vasa chazak. When you know exactly what to do, you don't throw chazak at it. So he explains this in the svara of the Rashba, the Pichadash is making, that because you have a sex seker, it becomes a balei heter. And the mela, there's no reason to be called vasa chazak, to be master. Very glad to talk. Then Rav Shimon tries to tackle the shach, why you should need three seikers. Want to enjoy some lumdish sparring, and you look at Rav Shimon in Shar Beis. He tries to give a hesbah for the shach. I'm not sure that I can explain it to you. But Uncle Panim, the Rav Shimon is saying that the logic is fact seikers, we should not go by the chazak. The shach holds that you need three sfeikas. Rather than try to explain it, let's leave it. The shach holds you need three sfeikas. So it comes out basically we have three sheets. You have those who say sfeika even by chazak isura, the Rashba who holds you say it even by chazak isura, the Prichadash passes like him. You have those who say you don't say sfeika by chazak isura, the Ra'ah and the Rambam. The Yeshua holds that the Ikar is like him. And in between we have the Shach, who holds that you need three sages. What's the logic of three sages? Very hard to understand, right? What's the logic of three sages? I'll try to explain, and if you don't like it, it's okay. Three sheetahs, you know, okay? Right? Three sheetahs, sages, chazak isura. The Rashba against the Ra and the Shach is somewhere in between. The way Reb Shimon, I think, the way he's explaining the Shach is the following. Sex fake is the Tamroid, according to the Rashba, right? Now, he says, when you have one suffix deraisa, what's the din? So the deraisa mufumma. Suffix deraisa mufumma is mitam suffix and mitam vada. According to Reb Shimon, it's not mitam vada. Shimon holds that when one suffix is a chazak isura, it's not even called a suffix. It's a psag vadai that can't be bestarved to create sex fake. Just like if Shimon holds sex fake is a psag vadai lakula, he holds that one suffix, when it's a chazak isura, is a definite issa. If you want to be makel, Suffix deraisa, which is a chazak isura, you know what you need? Two more sfeikas. Those two sfeikas create a sex sfeika on this first iser, which was a chazak isura. The first iser, which was a suffix deraisa, is not a typical suffix deraisa. It's a suffix deraisa of a chazak isura. Right, every time I explain the Rashba to you, I make a graph. I have to cut it in half to show the first suffix, and then I cut it in quarters to show the second suffix. Shach holds, you can't do that with the first suffix. It was the chazak isura. When you have suffix number one and it's a chazak isura, you can't make a circle and cut it in half. You bring a carbon asha. Taylor considers that an isur. In order to be matir, a suffix isur, which is the chazak isura, you now need a sex thing. By making the first suffix into a vadai, you're now going to need two more, a total of three sfeikas, to be makel by a chazak isura. So what's happening? What the shach is doing, according to Rav Shimon? All three is chazak isura. Understand? The second one is also a chazak isura. So then you should need a sex act after the two. And what do you say to them? Sex act on the first. On the first.
It has to result from the
yes, that's the following the first. No, what Shafti is asking is if it's a chazak isura, so you have one suffix, karav lo, suffix karav lo. That's the isura, make it a bad. Now, suffix ben tes, suffix ben ches, say the chazak isura should pass in that too. Then it doesn't matter how many seconds you have, it won't be much. say. I don't know, Shimon Hodes, you can only use it up once. I'm sure Shimon could explain it to you. I just don't know how to fill in the press. At any rate, what is our discussion today? Let's take it, Chazak Yisura, Big Machlaikis, Shimon Svara, Ravan Svara, those are the two Svaras that we had here. And this is all goodbye on Rashi's second shot. It could equally be goodbye on Taisa's shot. But at least the Chassam Sefer brings it here in the discussion of Rashi. Okay, let's plug this into Pshat again. Okay? I hope I didn't lose anybody. Rabbi Yeshua holds that this is a Svek Sveika by Rabbi Yeshua is the one who's Makel. He's Makel why? Because it's a Svek Sveika. And it's a Chazak Yisura. So Rabbi Yeshua holds even a Svek Sveika that the Chazak Yisura is Mutter. And that's the Rajba's Makar. In our Gemara, the Svek Sveika is Mutter. Is Mutter. Tosis is not going to like this Pshat, which we're learning now to Rashi's second Pshat. It's a Svek Sveika with a Chazak Yisura. And Rabbi Yeshua holds Mutter, Rabbi Gamliel argues, maybe because he holds the Chazak Yisura is Asur, whichever reason. It is a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisis in the Masechtas Cholin. Regarding something called the Machzikin Me Issa. Another one of these Yeridaya topics, which means following. We are discussing Svek Sveika in this case. Okay, this is actually Rashi's first pshat. Right? In order to make it Rashi's second pshat, we have two sveikas. Safik Yet. And then Safik is the man who's his father. So really, to get to Rashi's second pshat, the second Safik is, right, the question mark. Who's his father? Him or him? If the line that's him, the Safik is Svek Sveika. Why is it a Chazak Yisura? Chazak Yisura because she was an Eshet Ish when she was married to this man. So now the man died, and we have a Shaila, is she allowed to marry a Kayin? Do we say already she married a Cholol, and she could never marry a Kayin? Or do we say she married a Kasher, and she could marry a Kayin? Chazak Yisura. Which Isser is this Chazak? Which Isser did she have yesterday? An Isser of Eshet Ish. Today, does she have an Issereshes Ish if her husband dies? No question. No Issereshes Ish. The suffix is, does she have an Isser to a Kayin that she's considered a Zayna? She married a Chalo. She's considered a possible calling. She married a Chalo. So why do we want to say that this is Svek Sveika by Chazak Yisura? That this is a Svek Sveika and the lady has a Cheskes Isser? One minute. That only makes sense if you say Machzakina Me'isalis. Yesterday she had an Isra of Eishes Ish, and that definitely came off. Today you're mistook if she has an Issachal, an Issa Pasul Kuluna. That's a separate Shaila. That's a separate question. If you hold Taisa Shita is Ein Machzakina Me'isalis, we don't go from one Isser to another and say, she's the Cheskes Isser. What kind of Cheskes Isser? What kind of Cheskes Isser is this? I'll give you an example. The example of Taisa. You have a behema, and you're mesupik if you shechted the behema properly. So, what's the chazaka of the behema? The Cheskes Isser or the Cheskes Hezer? Rashi says the reason it's Cheskes is because before Shechita, you're Eber Eber Menachai, if you eat it. That means before Shechita, you're not allowed to eat from this animal, there's a Nisra of Eber Menachai. Okay, my Yechel B'nei Yisrael, the lamb. Once I shechted it, it's a suffix, if it's what? Nevela. Was the Shechita good Shechita? It's not Nevela, it's not a traitor. Rashi holds that's a Cheskes Isser. Because we weren't allowed to eat it before the Shechita. You mesupik now if it became kosher. That's called the Cheskes Nisim. Taisvis is much more rational. He says, what are you talking about? Yesterday it had a suffix, it had an Isser Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai came off, the baby's dead. The Manashach is Eva Menachai. Either it's Geshachtin, or it's the Nebela. Either way, there's no lava to Menachai. Which means that Rashi holds that it's called Cheskes Nisser, even from one Isser to another. Even from one Isser to another. So Rashi could hold that Rav Gamliel, Rav Yeshua holds it's a special baker. Rav Gamliel holds no, it's the Cheskes Nisser itself. Rashi could learn Agamara that. Taisus cannot learn that way. Because Taisus can't learn that Rav Gamliel is not here because of Cheskes Nisser. Because Taisus holds there's no Cheskes Nisser in this lady. Yesterday she was Eshes Ish. And that Eshes Ish certainly came off. Today, she's definitely not an Eshes Ish. The question is she a possible cause? The new Shaila. No Cheskes Ish. What's the Svara? Did you say about the King of Israel? What would you say? Huh? Yeah. Is a person the Cheskes Ish? Say yes. Why? Shouldn't stay the same. Shouldn't stay the same. Let's say, I'm just thinking of an example, just to try to get the logic of it. The truth is, the lumdis is very geschmack. If you're aiming on it yourself, you get a geschmack out of it. Let's say I have a pot, a tray. Somebody puts chazer in the pot, it's a tray for pot. A tray for pot. Now I'm going to kasher the pot. When I go to kasher it, I use a water. I cause water to bubble and I kasher it. But there's a suffix. The pot that I kashered my pot in may have been a trefa pot. In other words, I have my pot which is trefa from chazan. And I go down to the dining room and I take this gigantic pot and I put water in it, it's bubbling, I kasher my pot in this pot. Then the cook walks in, he says, you kasher in that pot? That pot yesterday became tray from Basa Bechala. Right? If it's bad, it became tray from Basa Bechala. Nothing to talk about. My pot now has a double whammy. Right? The same one, Basa Bechala. Right? So let's say he's Masupik. He's not sure. He's Masupik. He had two pots. One of them he used for Basa Bechala by mistake, and one not. He doesn't know which pot it is. Masupik. Should I say that my pot, let's say it's a suffix rabbanon, which normally I could be nekel. Let's say it could be nekel, a suffix rabbanon. Do I say one minute? My pot has a cheskes nisser. Starter of trace. The suffix, if I kashered it, that should have a cheskes nisser. Or should I say, no, this a chazer definitely came out. This a chazer came out of the world. Question is, did this about the b'chalof come in? What should this be talking? Again, chazaka is, I say what it was, it stayed the same. How do you look at it again? Anybody borrow? Yeah. How should you look at it, the term chazaka? Late, that's why I don't have any borrow. Huh? I understand logically. What would you say if I told you this part is the cheskes nisser? This part is the Cheskes Nisser. Why would you answer me? Huh? You say the Valei Yisser? Shimu say the Valei Yisser? That's for sure. All right, you'll tell me tomorrow.